Okay, today is Daf Mem Aleph. We are on Daf Mem Aleph. Fourth line, here we go. Tashma. Let's try to bring a raya that the Amoraim held based on our Mishnah that Ein Adam Os Sedavr She'Ein Shalom. You can't ask for something that doesn't belong to you. Can't do that. Unless you do a Maisa. But without doing a Maisa, you can't. So is that even true? Tashma. Beis Oks and Besachin. Two people holding on to the knife. V'shochetin and the shechting. Echad l'shum achar mikol elu. One has in mind all these things. V'achad mishum l'shum davar kasher. And one has in mind good thoughts. Shechitas v'psula. It's puzzle. Right? Even if the one has good thoughts, right? Masha from this. So you see from here, you can be also, let's say it belongs to the guy who had the good thoughts. So the other guy puzzled it? How could you ruin a cup that doesn't belong to you? So Gemara answers, Hachamai Eskinan, Dislay Shutvis Begava. No, they're partners in the animal. They both own it. Toshma, another Brisa, it says, Hamatame, if somebody's Matame, someone else's item. I'm Tommy, I go over to you, and I touch your apples, just to ruin your apples, you're a Kohen, can't eat them now. Or, Hamadama, or I make them Safek Tommy, Safek Truma. I do it on purpose, I want to torture you. Hamanaseich. Or
spilled.
No, not spilled. Manasseh means you make the wine into a Avodah Zarah wine. How do you do that? You have to have a goy for that. You bring a goy along with you.
Somebody else's wine, and you open it.
Right? So bishogig, puzzle. If you do it bishogig, your everything becomes, bishogig, putter. Bemezid chayiv. If you did it bishogig, you're putter. If you did it bemezid, you're chayiv. Why are you putter if you did it bishogig? So Rashi says, very interesting. But it's a long Rashi here. Pata malashalim. You pata to pay. I damage his goods. Af agaf the mazik b'shogig chayiv. So what? If I'm a mazik in another way, I'm chayiv. Kida kaimalon adamud la'olam. Bein ar, bein yashen. When I'm sleeping and I knock over the vase, I'm chayiv. So I go over here and putter. I didn't realize it was your apple. I thought it was my own apples. So I'm putter. Why am I putter? Because hacha over here, maybe shogig, hacha over here, hezek she'ener nikahu. It's a spiritual hezek. It's a halachic hezek. No physical change took place to the item.
Therefore
I'm peshogig on pater. I damaged your item, 100%. I made it into tama. I was matama your item. That you look at it, anyone will look at it, it doesn't look any different. Yeah, it's a spiritual halachic change, and for that, peshogig your pater. Basically, you still chayev. Velo shmei hezek. That's not really called hezek. What does hezek mean? Physical damage, not spiritual damage. Umezid chayev l'shalim, the kanzu rabbanon. So why chayev umezid? The rabbanon made a knas. Umishum, the kimle midrabba minei, lo miftar. You wouldn't be potter from kimle. If you could find out a situation where you did this and something that's chayev mis at the same time, you wouldn't be potter from kimle. Why? Afag after chayev misa, mishum avodas kochavim. Because even though you chayev misa for avodah zara, afilu lo hisru bo, even if you weren't warned, the lo miktal, and you're not going to be killed, Kaimalon, we learn, Chayv Misas Shogin, Ptur Milashalim. Hacha, you still got Potter. Hacha, Chayv, Filu Isribe, even if they warned you. He's saying, Rashi, one second, Kidokimna, Taima, Bemesekles Gitin, Misha Sheg Bia, Amanas La Osro, Mechayv Lashlume. The minute you pick up the apple, you're Chayv to pay. Umeschayv Navshalohavi Achas Nizach. But you're not Chayv a Misa until you put it down or something. So it doesn't really happen at the same time. What he's saying is, Kimle means, while I did an Avera, I also made you lose money. While I'm a Nasech your wine, I also made you lose money.
Is this talking about Nasech by Avodah Zarah, or just
Manasseh? Well, that's the only time it's Manasseh, only by Avodah Zarah. What else?
What if you just suppose out your friend's wine?
That's Hezek B'yadayim. That's physical Hezek.
So it's a different story.
That's for sure Yechai for that. Here we're talking about a spiritual Hezek. What did I do? I worshipped an idol. At the same time, I worshipped your idol. I worshipped your wine. So I ruined your wine. At the same time, I'm chayav misa. So says Rashi, first of all, they don't happen at the same time. They don't happen at the same time. And then Rashi says, even if you're not warned, so I'm not even going to get misa. I'm not even going to get misa. Because I wasn't even warned about it. No one told me, no one hasra. I'm not even going to get misa. There's still kimle. I still don't have to pay you. If not for the fact that it didn't happen at the same time. So, actually, chayav nesech, the damage happens in here, the vodazor happens at a different time. Very, very close in time, but it's still different. So therefore, you potter. Fine, very good. What are we up to? Yeah. So what do you see from here? You see from here that you can ask if something doesn't belong to you. No, your partner's in that wine also. The truth is, Ovid Kochavim, if a guy comes along, Shenitich Yedo Shel Yisrael, and is Menasech the wine of a Jew, Shalol Lefnei Avodas Kochavim, not in front of his idol, not in the church, he did it in your house. There's no idol in your house, you're a good Jew. But he came and ruined your wine in your house. Asru, he asks the wine. Rabbi Yehuda ben Masira, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, Matirin, also, Neshen Devarim. They said, no, the wine is mutter for two reasons. Two reasons the wine is mutter. I wonder if, I don't know if we'll hold like this. The two reasons why the wine is mutter. If a guy touches your wine in your house, it's mutter. Yeah. Two reasons. First of all, Echad, Shein Menas Chinyai, Elof Nevoriz Gochavim. Why is this person worshipping an idol in your living room? They worship idols in the church. Not in your living room, your kitchen. So they're not Menasech the wine in your kitchen. They don't manasseh the wine if it's not in front of the Avodah Zarah. Yes, if they took the bottle out to the church, poured wine and brought the rest back, that's a different story. But the maid is cleaning up your house and she moves the bottles in the refrigerator, I'm manasseh that. The achad also, another reason, shiachalomer, look how I manach shitasi yani la'onsi, you have no right to ask something that doesn't belong to you. You have no right to do that. You can't ask something that doesn't belong to you. So for two reasons the wine's mutter. Now, Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, Rav Amram, Rav Yitzchak Amri, they say like this: Afilu l'man d'amar adam oser dovosh eino shalo. Even if you hold that someone can ask it something that doesn't belong to you, hani mili kusi. Only a goy could do that. So now he took away that heter we just gave, right? A goy could do that. Avol Yisrael, but a Jew, he can't ask her. He can't ask if something doesn't belong to you. What's he doing? Right? He just wants to just to panic you, yeah. Just to torture you, right. Just to bother you. It's not a Avodah Zarah.
Right.
Jew doesn't worship Avodah Zarah. Right. So why do you bring a guy to ruin your wine? Because he doesn't like you.
Right.
He wants you to lose $30 on the bottle of wine. That's all. Yeah. Not a Avodah Zarah. Yeah. So 1 second. Tashma. Bezach and Besakin. Two people are holding on to the knife. Veshochtin. And they're shechting it. Echad l'shum. Echad mikol elu. One with all these bad thoughts. The echad l'shum davar kosher. And one for good thoughts. So shchitas opsula. The shchitas puzzle. Right? So what do you see from here? We don't say he's just torturing him. But it's not really Avodah Zarah. We don't say that. The Gemara says, "Hachem ha'itzkin b'yisrael mumar." Now, this is a bit of a mumar. He's not from Jew, so of course he's on purpose. Of course he went off the derech. This guy, an idol worshiper. So now Tashma, hamatame v'hamadam v'hamanasech. If you matame or you ruin the guy's food, b'shogig potter, spiritual ruin, b'shogig potter, b'mezid chayev. So b'shogig your potter, b'mezid your chayev. So same question, right? Right? So what do you see from here? He wouldn't do it just to torture him. Hachanami, Bisrael Mumar. Same thing. It's a Yisrael Mumar over here. That's why it's different. He's already off the Dera. So Amalei, listen to this question. Amalei Rav Acha, Bered Ravel Rav Ashi. Hishrubo, if you gave the guy Hasra, you caught him before he started, and you gave him Hasra.
Right.
The Jew. The Kibel Alav Hasra. And he's Makabel. I'm doing it anyway. I heard you. You told me that it says in the Torah that you're not allowed to worship idols. I heard everything I got. I don't care. My. What's the halacha? Right? What what's the question? So Rashi says, the question is, if he does shechita, is it mutter or asr the meat? Is the meat mutter or asr? Right? Look at Rashi says, mi asr o lo. Kabbalah Hasra, Shemastrin Bo. We gave Hasra. He said, okay, I'm a Kabbal. Havi Yodea She'enu Muzer Al-Kach. What? She'at Muzer Al-Kach. V'chatora Omer Roshat Al-Chayiv Misa. V'omer Yodeani. I know that. V'amanas Ki'an Yosei. She'omus. Okay, so took his to kill me. I don't care. I love the God. The Avodah Zarah too much. I don't care. Kill me. V'achim Rina B'Sanhedrin. Most you must. At Shiatar Atzmo L'Misa. That says, most you must. You cause yourself to die, really. By doing it, right? You're warned, you're told to stop. You did it, you caused yourself to die. So Amalei, so the Gemara answers, Hitter Atzibul Lamitza Kamarta? You're talking about somebody who heard Hasra and ignored it? And L'chol Mumer Gadol Mizeh?
Yeah, the
biggest Mumer of all. Right? Interesting. Okay. The answer is, that's a Mumer. That's exactly what a Mumer is. Doesn't have to be a guy who hides from his, you know, these guys that go off the derech and they hide from everybody. They come to shul every Shabbos. And then the whole week, they're doing whatever they want. I don't matter a guy like that. I got the Hasra. Right? I got the Hasra. And I don't care. So, of course it's a Mumer. The other guy's also a Mumer.
Both of them?
No. A guy goes to the church, he's not a Mumer. So he comes to shul on Shabbos also, he's still a Mumer. He's just embarrassed. He doesn't want anyone to know. He's still a Mumer. Here, he does not even embarrass the guy.
That begs the question, why is the other guy partnering with him to do the shechita? Did he give him a straw and he says, you can die, I accept it? Oh, look, no shech with me.
I don't know, because you know why? Because then people say, listen, he has his nisyonos and I have my nisyonos. I'm also not perfect. So that's a very good taina, right? I have my nisyonos. I'm not perfect, and I'm not perfect. So he's also not so perfect. His nisyonos is the avodah zarah. Baruch Hashem, I passed that nisyon already. I don't have that nisyon anymore. Right? Okay, so.
Right. You wouldn't do shechita with a guy who would.
But someone would. Okay. The next Mishnah now is, it's very easy words. I don't know what the Mishnah is talking about. It's very easy words, but the concept is, I don't know what the Mishnah is talking about. Ein shochten. You're not allowed to shecht lo l'toch yamim. You can't shecht into a river. Lo l'toch naharos. Not into a different kind of river. A smaller river, ocean, whatever it is. You can't shecht into the river. Lo l'toch kelim. You can't shecht into a keli. Avoshochet hu l'toch ugo shalmayim. But you can shecht into some kind of basin of water. Ubisvina, and if you're on a boat, and you want to shecht on the boat, then agave kelim. Then you can shecht on top of kelim. Ain't shocht in leguma kol ikar. You can't shecht in a guma. Guma means a hole in the floor. You can't shecht in a guma at all. I will ose guma besoch beso, but you can put a guma in your house b'shvil sheyicharit hadam l'tocha. You don't have to ruin your house, so you can put a hole in the house where all the blood will drain into. Ubashuk in the shuk lo yasekein. Shouldn't do this in the shuk. Why not? What? Shalo. Yichke et ha-tzedukim. You shouldn't be mechazik the tzedukim. Right?
Can't put a hole in the middle of the street and your ships around
them
anyway.
That's not the reason you can't do it. You can't do it because of the tzedukim. What on earth does Mishnah just say? So, the Gemara will flush it out a little bit. Ein shochtin lo l'toch. You can't shecht into anything. Into a keli, into the river. Why not? Maishna l'toch yam delo. Why not? Amir Lishra Lisara Diyama Kashachit. You're shechting it for the god of the river. If you shecht into a river, it looks like you shecht into the river gods. Okay? What so Lutuhug Shamayam Nami Amra Libuboa Kashachit? But we said you could shecht it into a basin of water. Aye, people are gonna say you're shechting it for your own reflection, for yourself. So Gemara says, no, Amar Rava but Ucharim Shanu. No, the water was dirty. It's dirty water. Not clean water, crystal clear water, you can see your reflection. It's dirty water. So you're not shechting it to yourself. So what are you doing? You're shechting it if you want it to be clean. That's okay. Ain't shechting.
You just heard that when the Makav Dam, yeah? He couldn't see his reflection. So he couldn't see. It's a question of his status as a deity because he couldn't see his reflection.
Interesting.
You can't see your reflection.
Right. Interesting. Ain't shechting laguma. Then we said you can't shecht into a guma. Hamarta ain't shecht in laguma klal. But we have another place that says you can't shecht to a guma at all. Our mission said you can't shecht into a guma
outside his house.
Right? So, 1 second. No, we said you can shecht in a guma in your house. Hamarta ain't shecht in laguma klal. You can't shecht in a guma at all. Amar Baya says no. Reisha beguma shebeshuk. Now the Reisha is talking about in the shuk. But in the house, of course you can. Amalei Rava, it doesn't make any sense. V'ha, mizikani seifu b'shuk l'yasekein. But the Sefer said, and don't do it in the Shukah, to get in the Chazan Tzedukim, which means Mechlal, Mechlal, the Reish Alaba Shukah Skinin. The Reish is not talking about the Shuk. El Amar Rava, Hachi Kamar. Here's how we read it. Ain Shokht in Laguma Kalikar. You can't Shacht in Laguma at all. Okay? Varot Zilanaka Chatzero. You don't want to have your yard. You don't do it in the house. Nobody does it in the house. You want to do it in a slaughterhouse. Not in your own, not in your living room. But you want it, you want your chatzah to be clean. Ketadawose, what do? Ose makom chutz laguma. Make a place outside the guma. V'shochet, shech there. V'dam shosis v'yorei laguma. And the dam will go into the guma, into the hole. U'bashuk l'yasekein. In the shuk, you can't even do that. Shlo yichaket ha-tzedukim, because you don't want to give me mechazek the tzedukim. Tanya kavasei derava. We have a verse that says like that. Ha-yimahaleich b'sfina. Someone's on the boat. V'ein lo makom b'sfina l'shchot. You don't have anywhere to shecht on the boat, but you have a goat with you. So you want to shecht a goat or a cow and eat it, but you have nowhere to shecht it. So what do? Motzi yado chutz l'sfina. You take your hand outside the boat. V'shochet and shecht over there. V'dam shoseis v'yorid al dafne ha-sfina. And the blood will spill down the sides of the boat. Vein choshochet luguma kolikar. You shouldn't shecht into the hole. The hole in a boat. Varot zelanaka chatero. I'm not talking a boat anymore, right? Varot zelanaka chatero. If you want to clean your yard, ketadavosa, what do? Ose makom chutz luguma. Make a space outside the guma. Vashochet, shecht over there. Vadam shoseis v'yorei luguma. And the dam will go into the hole. So you have a drainage. You can do that in the shuk. You can't follow a guy.
How did we get there?
I don't know. Then we said, and if you done someone does that, we have to check this guy out. What kind of person is this? Doing this? He's very suspicious. Maybe who knows what this guy does? I'm just reading to you the Gemara. That's the end of the Gemara. That wasn't easy Gemara because I don't know what the Gemara is talking about. Easy words. Okay. This is also not so easy. Hashochet l'shem ola. If someone shechs a carbon, says the Mishnah, l'shem ola, not a carbon. Someone shechs, there's no such thing as a carbon. There's no base of Ikish anymore. So if someone says, I'm shechting this l'shem ola for a carbon. Rashi says, wait, it's a way about that, Rashi. Kivan deba b'neder u'b'nedava. Now what's an ola? You have to bring an ola? No. An ola is voluntary. Since an ola is voluntary, haroeh, someone who's watching this, not the biggest lamdin in the world, Omer will say, Achshav hu makdish v'shochet? You can be makdish kabanas today? In Woodmere? I didn't know that. That's fascinating. I'm so glad I saw this. Ukachim b'chutz mutarim? And kachim in b'chutz is mutar? Look at this. I always thought it wasn't. But that's a very reputable person doing that. So it must be the good now. He's going to get the wrong impression. V'gazir rabbanon l'apostle. Rabbanon says, I don't know, it's apostle. Bein shlamim, same thing with the shlamim. Why? Because it's voluntary. So if it's voluntary, people are going to say, it's voluntary? Yeah, and what's this guy doing? This guy's a good guy, reputable guy. He's an excellent person. He's shechting in Woodmere? Must be it's mutter. I'm going to do it too. So to stop that, we said, no, it's puzzle. If you do that, you can't eat the meat. So nobody will do that, because no one's going to just ruin animals. Okay? So that's what the Mishnah says. It's also mutter.
I'm saying it's not mutter.
It's not mutter. People are going to think, what's the rav doing? The rabbi of the shul is doing that. Yeah. He's a reputable person. Yeah. What's he doing? Must be mutter. So hashochet l'shem ola, l'shem zvachim, for zvachim, for kabanos. L'shem, listen, the mission is very specific. It says an ola, a zevach, which means a shlamim. An ola, a shlamim, ashem taloi, and a Pesach. All these things are considered voluntary. Okay? And L'shem Toda, which is voluntary, Shchitas Opsula. All those are Shchitas Pasul. Why? Because they're voluntary. And people are going to think, it's Mutter? They didn't know that. That's interesting. And they're going to get the wrong idea. However, Rishir Machshir, Rishir says Mutter. Okay. Shnayim oxen betakin, two people hold on to the knife, v'shochtin, and they're shechting, echad l'shum, echad mikol elu, one from all of these, v'echad l'shum dover kosher, and one for some right reasons, shchitas or psula, because the pasul ruins the kosher, right? We've had this four times. Now, so those first, the first karbanos in the Mishnah were all voluntary. The Gemara is going to ask, Pesach is voluntary?
Exactly.
The Gemara is going to ask that. They were voluntary, therefore, if you do it, it's pasul. Now, these are not voluntary, so if you do it, it's going to be good. Hashochet l'shem chatos, it's not voluntary, right? You have to be a chatos, not voluntary. L'shem osham vadai, l'shem bechor, none of these are voluntary. L'shem maiser, l'shem tmura, shchitoso kshira. Shchit is good. Why is it good? No one's going to make a mistake and think, shchit echutz is ever a problem. But no one's going to think, you can do this b'van hazeh. You know why he did it? Because he had to. It's different, and therefore it's mutter. The meat you can eat. Zaklal. Here's the rule. Kol davar shenidev v'nidev. If it's voluntary, hashcho shochet l'shmo, aser. You shecht it for an ola, it's aser. V'she'enu nidev v'nidev. And if it's not a voluntary, hashochet l'shmo, kosher. The meat is kosher. So now the Gemara picks up. Hashochet l'shem ola. So an ola is voluntary. No question about that. Hash Asham Tolui Barnidev Nidivu? And Asham Tolui is voluntary? What's Asham Tolui? Asham Tolui means I ate something and I'm not sure if what I ate is kosher or not. Right? There were two bags in the refrigerator. One was mine, one was the maid, right? The non-kosher, the non-Jewish maid. And I ate one sandwich, but I don't know which one I ate. It might be mine, maybe hers. I didn't do it on purpose. I just pulled one out, I wasn't looking, and I ate it. Both from the same bag, same wrapping. Everything was the same. The only thing that wasn't the same was the meat. Right? So I don't know. That's an Asham Talui. So that's not voluntary. So Amar Rav Yochanan, Hamani, Rabbi Elazar, he, Tamar, Misnadev Adam, Asham Talui B'chol Yom. He says you can bring an Asham Talui every day of your life. Every day you can bring one. What are you bringing one for? Something must have gone on today that I could bring one for. Right? That's what he says. What? No. In the Beit HaMikdash. Every day you show up, the coach says, what are you doing here again? Listen, you don't know what went on yesterday with my life. I'm sure at some time along the day, I could bring an Ashram Tali. I'm sure I could do it.
Mental realism.
Yeah.
Mental realism.
The fine line between OCD and realism, yeah. So I could bring it today. Since that becomes voluntary, therefore, if you do it in Chutz La'aretz, you can't eat it. Right? Pesach, bar nidev nidevu? But Pesach is voluntary? Zmana kavuhle. It's a set time every year, Erev Pesach. A Ravoshia, shiny Pesach. It's different. You know why? Hoel v'efrashto kalashana kula. You can be mafresh it the whole year. What does that mean? So Rashi says, the last Rashi for the lines get wide. Kol yamos hashana, roi laf risho. You can be mafresh it, ulanicha adzmano. That's OCD. The day after Pesach, he gets his animal ready for next Erev. That's OCD. And what do you do with this animal the whole year? You put it away somewhere. You watch it. Hilgach hashda nami amri hashda mafresh le. So what's someone going to say? What's this guy doing with carbon Pesach? It's Sukkot time. What's he doing with the carbon Pesach already? Already got a carbon Pesach? Like to clean the house already after Sukkot. After Sukkot, stop cleaning the house. Already? Right? V'kashach et Pesach b'shayim mos hashana. Right? And v'kaimalon v'shalanhu. And even if you shacht it in the wrong time, it turns into a shalan anyway. Right?
They can actually do it the whole year.
You can't eat it the whole year. It's an age restriction, right.
You can't do it a day after Pesach because it has to be under a year or over.
It has to be over under a year.
Right, so
okay, so you can do it a month after Pesach. Right? I think Rav Shechter once said, I once heard him say that maybe then, maybe even now also, the birthing cycle for sheep and goats is in the early spring. So right before Pesach, that's when they were all born. So they're all born right before Pesach. They're under a year old. They're very soft and tender. That's the best thing. What? So that's what he said. So that's not a halachic thing. Just practically, that's when they were all being born. Does it mean they're not born later? Doesn't mean that at all. That was the common thing. Okay, fine. Very good.
Did they make the same
gezeirah at the time of Yisrael? No, as Rashi just said, it turns into a It turns into a shlamim. No other animal does that. No other carbon does that.
Telling you that if you did that in the times of Esav Mikdash,
yeah.
For a regular chulin carbon, you do it for shame ola.
Yeah.
Outside in Widmir, would that be?
I don't know.
Would that be same zero or only zero now?
I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. Right, next. Amar v'yanai lo sharu el tamimim. It's only true if the animal is a tamim. Avol bali mumin, but if the animal had a mum, miyade yade. Everybody knows this guy, this animal is barely moving. This animal is going to be a carbon. Bah, guy's talking out of his, you know, what is he doing? It's going to be it's a chulin. He's just talking. Right, Rashi says, the mishaker, he's lying. No downside's going to, no one's going to learn the wrong halachas. Everybody knows you can't have a balmum. That's for a carbon. For shechita, it could be anything as long as it doesn't have one of the trefas, which is the next parak. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, I feel by mum and nami, even if it has a mum, not all mums are created equal. Zimnan, the rami le midi umuma v'lo yada. It's a mum in some secret place, some hidden, you know, behind the ear or something, and nobody knows about it. So they're going to think it's tamim, and therefore the mistake still stands. Then we said, Ashochet lo shem chatos. Lo shanu is only true, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, lo shanu lo she'eno mechuyev chatos. It's only true if you're not mechuyev chatos. Avo mechuyev chatos. But if you're mechuyev chatos, maybe l'shum chatoso hu osa. Maybe he's bringing it for his own chatos, and it's shchut echutz. He can't do that. So the meat's not going to be good. For lo kama l'shem chatosi, but you didn't say l'shem chatosi. Okay, so Amar v'yabu, ba'omer l'shem chatosi. Throw it and stick it into the Mishnah. He said that also. This is for my chatos. L'shem t'mura. So Amar Rava, Amar Rav, not Rava. Amar Belazar, lo shano el she'ein lo zevach besoch peso. That's only true if you don't have another carbon in your house. What's tamura? Tamura means you transfer the kedusha of one animal to another animal. You can only do that if you have the first animal. Avol yesh lo zevach besoch peso. But if you have an animal in your house, another carbon, ema am amerbe, that is valid tamura. In other words, the Mishnah said if you make a tamura animal, you can eat it. Why? Because someone's got, what kind of tamura? What's the guy talking about? What tumor animal? No tumor animal. Tumor animal means they need another carbon. What does this guy doesn't know what he's talking about? He says such a silly thing, tumor animal. Right? So the answer is, what if he had another animal in the house? If he had another animal in the house, big problems. Because then he's teaching the wrong halachas to people. I have a loka amal l'shem tumoras zivchi. But he didn't say that. Amar bavo, but amal l'shem tumoras zivchi. No, he said it. Then we said, the Mishnah said, zah klal. Here's the rule. So why do we need to say, here's the rule? Right, what the rule was, if it's a voluntary carbon, then it's not edible. But if it's not voluntary, then it is edible. Why we say that, why we have a summing up rule? So, lasuye mai, why do we have this rule? So the first half of the rule, that if it's voluntary, you can't eat it, is lasuye olas nazir. To include an olas nazir. If a guy says they're going to bring an olas nazir, right, it's possible. Why is it possible? Because people are going to say, he's a Nazir, and now he's getting out of his Naziris, he's a Chiv, it's a Chov, it has to be Chov.
There's a Chiv to bring it.
What?
There's a Chiv to bring it.
No, I'm sorry, it's voluntary. It's voluntary. The whole Naziris is voluntary.
I know, but
the point is it's voluntary. Why is it voluntary? Because all Naziris is voluntary. Right. It's voluntary. And even still, it's going to be possible, like all the voluntary ones. Now, I would have thought, holo nadar, whoever heard the guy, who heard that he was a Nazir? Ema nadar bitzina. Maybe he did it privately. And no one heard that he was a Nazir. So what kind of Nazir? I never heard this guy being a Nazir. I don't see his hair long, right? V'she'enu nidiv v'nidiv. And what if it's not? Then the Mishnah said, if it's not voluntary, then you're allowed to eat it. What's lasuye mai? That comes to include lasuye ola siolades. To include, if someone said, I'm going to bring an ola because my wife had a baby. That ola you're allowed to eat. Why? Because amar belazar lo shara el she'en lo isha. That's only true if you're not married. If you're not married and you said, ooh, my wife, I'm going to bring an ola for her. What ola? What wife? You don't have a wife. What baby? What are you talking about? Right? Avo yesh lo isha. But if he has a wife, then emo lo isha who else? Maybe he did it for the wife. Right?
This wife then has to inquire all these things. What? Do you have a chatas? Do you have a sin?
It's a gzira. We don't want people to say these things. You don't want people to learn the wrong halachas. So a guy standing there, a guy said he's bringing a carbon for his wife. This guy's in my chavrus in yeshiva. Well, what is he talking about? Why? He doesn't have a wife? Right? What if he did have a wife? Now the Gemara says, V'halo kamar l'shem olos ishti. But he didn't say l'shem olos ishti. Amar v'vo, b'om l'shem olos ishti. No, he said it's for my wife. It's a pshita. It's obvious. Right? Right? If you have a wife, and you said, I'm going to bring an ola when she has the baby, isn't that obvious it's puzzle? Why is that different than a regular ola? It's a voluntary carbon. And you're not allowed to bring voluntary carbono. You're not allowed to speak voluntary carbono. Says manazeh. So what's the chiddush? Ola is my wife. She had a baby. It's obvious. Ah, right. So what's going to happen? You're going to hear your friend say, "I'm going to bring an ola for my wife because she had the baby." What baby? What baby? Well, ma'ad tehema. I would have thought im itza diyalda kala havale. If she had a baby, everybody would know about it. People know until one has a baby. Kamash malon emar ipul apple. There was a miscarriage. Now everyone knows when people have miscarriages. No one knows that. It's a private thing. And the husband and wife know. Nobody else knows. So he had a miscarriage. But the baby was far enough along the way. He has to bring a carbon for it. Right? That's what's going on. That might have happened. And therefore, therefore it's a voluntary carbon. Therefore, that's a big chiddush. It's a big choshesh. The guy said that because he had a miscarriage. The wife had a miscarriage. Right? Therefore, you have to say it. And therefore what? Therefore, it's a chiddush to tell me that's considered voluntary, and therefore you can eat it, and therefore you can't eat it, if you are married. If you're not married, you're just saying nonsense, right? Hadron Allah HaShochet, Hadron Allah HaShochet, Hadron Allah HaShochet, and tomorrow we begin Perek Eilu Trefos, which is no walk in the park. We'll start that tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.